bows. All right, let's take our Bibles this morning. Turn to John chapter 10. As we continue our series within a series, let me just mention Friday night, right? Saturday night. See? Saturday night time, 6:30, Young Adult Fellowship. And I don't know all the details, but Melina does. I think it's going to be like $5 for pizza and beverages. Unless you're bringing something, then you're waived. And if you bring visitors, we will take care of that. That'll be a bonfire at my house, 6:30 next Saturday evening. You guys that are keepers of the flame, I'll be in bed at 9, so I'll let you carry that. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your word this morning. Pray that you'd bless it to our hearts, Lord. You said it wouldn't return void, but you'd accomplish what you'd have it to do. And Lord, you sure have encouraged me in this little mini-series here, and I pray you'd continue to do that today. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name, and all God's people said. So John chapter 10, we learned that, in fact, let me qualify something. I'm going to break the rules, all the rules of homiletics today. Homiletics is a fancy word for preaching. But if you said preaching, you wouldn't seem so spiritual. But there was something we learned in homiletics class called the scripture barrage. And the rule was you don't want to overload people with scripture, which I agree with. But today I'm going to break that rule, all right? And I got thinking about Jesus. Well, he was the living word. So if every word he said was scripture, I guess he kind of scripture barraged people too once in a while. But we looked at Jesus being the only door to God. He said, I am the door. And we learned that a door is a passageway. And we learned the next week that our mouths have doors, according to the scriptures, and those are our lips, and we try to answer the question, what's coming out of our doors that either are or aren't pleasing to God? Last week we talked about Satan's doors, the doors of his face, Job talked about, and we learned that he has a mouth too. And he speaks audibly through his messengers, but he also can speak inaudibly through suggestion and his principalities, and his MO is to get what's coming out of his doors into these doors, two more passageways on the sides of our head that eventually works its way down into our heart, and what we are in our heart is what we will eventually become. Those were Satan's doors. But I want you to turn to Job, the book of Job, chapter 17. And I want to look at some more doors concerning the devil. Verse 15 of Job 17. And where is now my hope? As for my hope, who shall see it? They shall go down to the bars of the pit when our rest together is in the dust. So I see two different things there, and it sounds like there's more to death than just a body and a coffin and the dirt and rotting in the ground. There's bars on a pit somewhere, Job says. Now get your Bibles, get Matthew 16 and Isaiah 5. Matthew 16, I'm going to give you a lot of scripture today, not a lot of weaving in between. Let your eyes see it. Matthew 16. And Isaiah 5. Love the sound of those pages. If you're running your finger across the screen, I can't hear that, but wait for us till we get there, okay?
because you're cheating. Boy, I used to carry it when preaching on the streets. I used to literally carry a concordance, a full concordance in the back of my vest, and a full Bible. Man, now you've got that thing in your hand, it makes it easier, and we go out less than we ever have. Amen. All right, Matthew 16, verse 18. "And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the," watch it, "gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I want to talk this morning about the doors of hell. The doors of hell. And we're going to see that there's someone's going through those doors. Every once in a while, someone comes out of those doors. And every once in a while, only go to back in those doors. But for the most part, more are coming and staying than any other thing. We'll look at that today. Isaiah chapter 5. Watch the wording. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14. "Therefore hell hath enlarged herself." Look at this. "And opened her mouth." Jesus called them gates. Here it's called mouth. "Without measure. And their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it." Listen, if hell is not what Bible believers believed it has always been, what else would that be? It certainly can't be the grave. It certainly can't be the smoldering garbage dump outside of Jerusalem. What is he saying? The gates of the garbage dump outside of Jerusalem shall not prevail against the church? Now, if you got no idea what I'm talking about, you probably don't get out much or have people with little briefcases knock on your door much. "Opened her mouth? The garbage dump enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure?" There's a mouth down somewhere, letting some in, keeping them in, and sometimes letting them out. Now we're getting at Jonah 2, Matthew 12, Acts.